sorry we're late, Pete. Steve doesn't shut up. How's the weekend looking?
Pete.
Morning, Tanya. Morning, Steve.
Pete, you know how untrue that is.
I don't even know how he gets a start on radio.
Oh, God, here we go.
Hey, how's it? What's your feeling in your water for this weekend?
How's it? I'm looking forward to it. It's been a different season, but an enjoyable one. And the nice thing about this weekend, the two best teams have got through. Mm. They both took advantage of that week off, and you know they're pretty much at full strength. So I think we're going to have a great finale. And I've changed. Actually, I've been on Melbourne all the way through. I thought that you know, they were the side to go on and win it, but after last week, just sort of. Couple of little defensive things that I thought Canberra maybe didn't exploit as well as they could have done. I think Penrith can, so I'm switching camps. I'm jumping on the Panthers bandwagon.
Yes.
I'm going Golden West all the way.
Come on in, Pete. The water's fine. We're all the same, mate.
Look, they'll be tough to beat, you know, Melbourne, and it'll be interesting to see whether Cameron Smith, you know, does play his last game, and what a way for him to go out if they could win it, but. Yeah, look, Penrith, remarkable season, having only lost once. And if you go back to that loss, it was just one 10-minute period against Parramatta. And pretty much around that, they've been unbelievably good. And the belief there is just strong.
Mm. Now, I've been trying to keep an eye on it because I know there's one thing that you love this time of year. And I've counted so far 365 times I've heard or seen the big dance.
No, not from me.
No, that's what I mean.
No,
it bugs you.
I hate it.
And, yeah.
You have to. We have a on the Sunday Footy Show. We have a mug where you have to put in if you say that word. So you did say it. So we expect your money to be
all
made
right.
Its way down in transit from Newcastle.
Mine was merely used in reference, but fair enough.
And
no, you said it.
We actually had Ryan Girdler on early this morning who said it.
He said it.
Exactly to Pete, so I'll get some money off him for you.
See, you in describing it, you could have sort of gone along the lines and instead of saying that, you could have gone, you know, the huge tango or something like that.
Okay, that would be me.
Got your point across, but without having to say it.
Without having to say what?
Yeah, exactly. That's
good try.
All right. Well, look, it's an exciting weekend. Do you care about the AFL being this? Like, will you care to watch it tomorrow or not?
Is that the netball or is that the soccer or is that the? I did many years ago when you kind of had to have a team. I was a Richmond fan, but I'm going back to Royce Hart, Francis Burke days. That's 40 years ago. I don't know what's happened the last 39 years.
Yeah, fair enough. And I'm equally as expert as Pete.
Yeah, all right. Well, get your claws out. Go the Panthers. Have a wonderful weekend, Pete. Then thanks for everything this year.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a great summer. And it'll come around fairly quickly. I don't know when they're looking at kicking off next year as to how COVID may affect the start or the season itself next year. But, I'm going to have a good time between now and then.
Yeah. Actually, we've got Origin to get through,
We might try and squeeze a phone call in still at Origin
definitely.
Time if he's not on the golf course.
Just like to point out that at the start of this conversation, it was all about Steve doing the yapping and these three haven't shut up.
See you,
good on you, Pete.
That's my cue. Goodbye.
Peter Sterling. Peter Sterling. You'll see him on the TV this weekend at Triple M.
Yappity, yap, yap, yap.
This is Daniel and Steve. We're hitting rewind on the week after this.